Last July, Vermont Public visited a couple in Barrie City whose home was destroyed by a landslide during the floods. Doug and Rhoda Mason, both in their 70s, said at the time that they were lucky to be alive.
The house just imploded on top of us, knocked me right off the couch, and twirled me around, and I really said to myself, I think this is where we're going to die.
But while the Masons survived, their home was a total loss. Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld reconnected with the couple recently to find out how they're doing now.
Hello, Doug. It's Peter Hirschfeld. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing good. I am at Falcon Manor down here in the parking lot.
Okay.
This 65-unit apartment complex next to a big-box store jungle in Williston is only about 40 miles from Barrie.
You just pull in, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, I just saw your car. Just come right up to the door and I'll let you in.
But sometimes, Doug Mason feels like he may as well be living in New York City.
We're not Barrie anymore.
No, we're not. We're not home either. This is where I live, but this is not home.
There's a difference between those things, huh?
It certainly is.
We ride an elevator up to the third floor and head into the Mason's small two-bedroom apartment where fans are whirring to keep the place cool.
So this is the abode.
This is where we are.
After losing their home of more than 40 years last summer, the Masons have found a place to land. But make no mistake, they are still very much displaced. And Rhoda says it's not just the house that she misses.
Community. Things that we were, you know, we had done, people that we knew, that we used to see, you know, every once in a while or every day, places we would go.
The Masons are grateful for what they have here. They feel safe, and the fire detection system is top-notch.
I learned quickly that I can't overcook my bacon. It was like, danger, danger, danger.
Their living situation, though, isn't exactly stable. Dwindling proceeds from a GoFundMe campaign are the only thing that's allowed them to afford this apartment since they moved here in September. And while they're optimistic their old house will qualify for a buyout from FEMA, they have no idea when the money will come through.
And we filled out all the paperwork and they told us it could be 2 weeks, it could be 2 years. Hopefully it's not longer than 2 weeks. Or even 2 months, 2 years, I don't know what we're going to do.
They're taking the uncertainty in stride.
We've gone through so much, and the only way we've been able to go through it is just make every day work for us. And if something happens and we can't, we'll go on from there.
Rhoda says she's learned things over the past year that are helping them navigate this unexpected chapter in their lives.
I learned I had to accept a lot from people because we had nothing. When we walked into this apartment, there was nothing here. And we accepted things from people when they said, do you need this? Do you need that? And I also learned that I could say no and they wouldn't get offended.
Their old house and most of its contents now reside in a landfill in Coventry.
There's not a day that goes by that we don't think of something that we lost.
We used to have that.
Yeah.
We don't have that anymore.
The loss of their physical possessions has heightened their appreciation for less tangible assets.
I learned that we probably did pretty good with our kids.
Their five children housed and cared for them until they found this temporary residence in Williston, and Rhoda says they've been at their side ever since.
And they kept telling us, you know, you've done for us, so we're just doing what you showed us to do. And I never realized that we were doing it all that good, but I sure know it now.
After 44 years of marriage, the Masons have also learned something about their bond with each other.
I don't think I could deal with being in this apartment by myself without him. He's been always my best friend. And I really don't think I could live here by myself.
Doug and Rhoda Mason hope their path eventually leads them back to Barrie, or somewhere close at least. They hope it leads to a home of their own again, and to financial stability. Wherever that path heads, though, they say they'll walk it together.
If this doesn't work out here and we can't afford it, whatever happens next, we'll handle it. Just by our philosophy that we have to go on from here. There's like nothing else we can do but go on from here.
For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.